The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him, were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair, a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christmas is in 2 weeks. Are you ready? None of us are, right? So that's why it's so good we're at Mass right now, because it refocuses on what's really important in life. And John the Baptist today is the big focus of our gospel. And he's challenging all of us to get focused once again on what's really important. Now, you're all familiar by now with the phrase fake news, are you not? For better or for worse, right? That's come into our popular culture. Well, there is some fake news that was going around this past Friday in the baseball world, right? For those of you who know who Shohei Ohtani is, he's been a player on the Angels. Don't hold that against him, okay? And probably the most popular, the best player in baseball, they say. And it was reported on Friday by many sources that he had signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. Did any of you hear that? All right. That wasn't true. He was very wise and chose to sign with Jesus' favorite baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? Heaven is blue, right? Blue heaven. So, that's maybe kind of laugh because we're quick to believe things now, are we not? And we have to be careful what we tell other people, because we need to make sure that what we're telling other people is absolute truth. But the good news for us as disciples of Christ is when we proclaim Jesus Christ, like John the Baptist does in today's gospel, we don't have to worry, because Jesus Christ is absolute truth. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So our words have meaning and value. And John is calling us on the second Sunday of Advent to go out into the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus. So what does that mean for us in the year 2023? John is telling us to be people of hope. There are a lot of people suffering right now, are there not? A lot of people who are sick. A lot of people who are filled with worry and anxiety about the world's events. And John is telling us to be people of hope because Jesus has already conquered this world for us. So my friends, there's nothing that we're going through right now that's going to last forever. All these struggles and moments of doubt and pain, they're temporary. You know, when I get to heaven, God willing, you know, the more I eat, the more I'm going to lose weight, right? You know, all those things we stress about, worry about here on earth, they're temporary. So we need to be full of hope because Jesus has conquered this world for us. So let me ask you this. Where is our true home? Is it here on earth or in heaven? Where is it? Heaven. Heaven. As I like to say, we're at an away game right now, right? Our home stadium is in heaven. So never lose that hope that one day we'll be in heaven. John is also telling us, because he's very direct, he says, we need to repent. We need to do better. And as Catholics, we have this beautiful sacrament of reconciliation where we go to confession and we say, Lord, I'm not perfect, but I love you. And I'm here because I want to try again. So I want you to stand right now. Stand right now if you've never sinned before. I'm only standing because I have to, okay? We're all in this journey together, every single one of us. But what a beautiful thing it would be this Advent if you went to confession. You went to confession and said, Lord, I'm listening to you. I'm going to repent and I'm going to do better. John is telling us to detach from material goods. Let's be honest. John the Baptist walked down any street in South Pasadena, we'd call the security or the police on him really quick, right? John doesn't fit the mold. We'd look at how he dressed, we'd think he's nuts. What is he telling us in this gospel, though? He's telling us, don't be so worried about material wealth. I've yet to do a funeral in my 15 and a half years as a priest where all the ladies are buried with their favorite Coach purses, right? I'm not going to be buried with all my bobbleheads in my office. And all those things we collect, as soon as you die, your family's going to be grabbing for them anyway, all right? We like things. There's nothing wrong with that. But what John is telling us is that we're more worried about gaining material wealth than being a holy disciple. We need to look at our lives. And John is finally telling us to be a positive person. To be a positive person. I was telling the 8 o'clock mass this morning, so I'm going to tell you, I've been here going on 3 months now. I could already tell you at every single mass who's going to come up and complain to me after. I'm sure it's none of you in here, right? But sometimes we're guilty of that in our lives. We're just so negative. The world needs us to be positive. The world needs us to build each other up. That's what John's telling us to do today, to proclaim the good news of Jesus, to tell the world, no matter what's going on, that Christ is always going to be victorious. So Jesus did not promise us an easy life here on earth, but he did tell us that we stay focused on him and we're loyal to him, that one day we will be with him forever in heaven. So where is our true home? Earth or heaven? Where is it?
Heaven.
Heaven. So don't lose focus of that. So my friends, we have 2 weeks and 4 hours and 23 minutes till our first Christmas Eve Mass. Actually earlier, because we have a 2 p.m. Mass here, right? And the tendency is going to be for us to be so busy, stressed, overwhelmed. It's the most wonderful time of year, but it's also the most stressful time of year, isn't it? So let's focus on what's important. To go out into the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus by being positive, by building each other up, and by going to confession between now and Christmas. You don't need to go to confession. Nobody wants to go to confession with their own priest. It's funny, right? When you go to a doctor, you want to go to the same doctor with the priest. No, I don't want to go to Father Ricky or Father Andrew, right? Here's some breaking news. We don't remember anything you guys tell us. You're not going to cause me to lose any sleep, I promise you, right? I've heard it all. So, let's ask ourselves right now. When is the last time we went to confession? And what is keeping you? When are you going to go in these final 2 weeks of Advent? Let's promise Jesus that right now. When are you going to get to confession between now and Christmas?